Leading the news this morning, philanthropist and media matriarch Dame Elizabeth Murdoch has died. She was 103. She passed away peacefully, surrounded by her family at her home outside of Melbourne. Dame Elizabeth was a renowned patron of the arts and a tireless charity worker. Violent clashes are continuing in Cairo this morning as thousands of people protest against the country's president. Anti-government demonstrators were staging a sit-in outside the presidential palace when they were driven from their camp by supporters of Mohamed Morsi. Opponents accused the president of attempting a power grab. The government says a referendum on a new constitution will go ahead next week, despite the unrest. Nearly 300 people have now died and many more are missing after Typhoon Bofa battered the Philippines. The southern island of Mindanao bore the brunt of the vicious storm. Many of those killed had taken shelter at a makeshift evacuation centre but were swept up by floodwaters. South Australian police have charged a 19-year-old man with the murder of a 22-year-old woman and a 16-year-old girl. The body of Jacinta Lee Fullerton was found on the roadside near her home in Quorn in the Flinders Ranges. A 16-year-old girl from Port Pirie has been missing since Tuesday. Police will today continue searching the area for clues. And emergency services in Queensland are keeping a watchful eye on more than 60 fires burning across the state. The Halliford and Lake Broadwater area in the Southern Downs is the biggest concern for authorities.